Okay, everybody, welcome back to another edition of Addiction and Redemption. It's 9:14 here on the West Coast, and so it's 11:15 in Chicago, and I promised Kathy that I would get this episode out today. And I forget that there are people who are listening, and I apologize for not being, you know, more, for just not being as on top of it lately, because I kind of just assume that nobody wants to hear the story now that it's not all raunchy and dirty and filthy and disgusting. And it's weird for me, because like it's for some twisted reason it's way easier for me to talk about the fucked up shit than the good shit. So anyway, you know, there's something I forgot. There's this very critical part of the story. And so the last episode, Liza and Joe, like, Joe's a crackhead and Liza dumped me and I'm devastated. But I mean, I want to, a few days before Liza broke up with me, I was my 33rd birthday. So you gotta picture this whole thing. Like, I got into this place, you know, I got out of rehab in the fall in October, and I kind of bounced around from the halfway house and then was sleeping on the floor of this office, and then ended up at this place in Rogers Park with the beach come December. And, you know, then I'm like riding my bike all over the city in the cold. And then there's this thing with Liza that happens, I think right after Valentine's Day is when this kind of thing started to happen. And the whole time I'm on probation. So let's just, you know, presence this again. I was on probation the whole time. And probation sucks, you know, because it just sucks. And the probation office is in the same place I got arrested and taken to jail. So probation is at 26th in California. And I'm just doing good. I'm peeing in the cup, and the urine tests are coming back clean, and that's all good. And so I had been sentenced. I can't remember when I was sentenced to probation, but I was sentenced to this certain type of probation. I think it was 410 probation. And, you know, the terms of that, it was 24 months. So I had to show up to probation. It's like once a month you have to show up and piss in a cup, or maybe it's every 2 months, I can't remember, and piss in a cup, and then go in front of the judge, and he just makes sure that you're doing good. You know, he sends a lot of people to prison too. So like, if you show up to the judge's quarters, to the judge's room, and you haven't, and you've like peed in a cup and there's been, you know, drugs in the piss, then he just sends you to prison. And I saw him send several people to prison. I watched him just be like, he was so fair. His name, I may have mentioned him in a previous episode, but his name was Judge Kirby. And Judge Kirby was like, he was this really popular judge. Like, for some reason, all these people really liked him. All the criminals really liked Judge Kirby. And the thing about Judge Kirby was that he was just totally fair. And he had this like certain, he had this level of integrity about him. He had this way about him that was just very fair. And you know, people would go in front of him, and he would just like read their, like, if you fucked up your probation or your parole or whatever, he would just like read the report that was in front of him, and he would just say, okay, well, the terms of your probation said that you know, if you dropped dirty, if you peed in a cup and there were drugs in the cup one more time, that I would give you, you know, 1 to 3 years in prison. And that was your second chance. And so the report here says that you did actually, in fact, have marijuana in your urine on your last drug test. And so that was dirty. So I'm going to go ahead and sentence you to one to 3 years. Good luck to you. That's all he would say. And then the dude would just be looking at him. He'd just go, thanks, Judge Kirby, right? And now, like, we're talking all people, white people, black people, Mexican people, people like me, like everybody, you know. But the people that didn't drop dirty, that's what it's called a drop. When you pee in a cup, it's called a drop. You got to show up and drop. But the people that didn't have dirty urine analysis, like, he wouldn't really like congratulate you, but he would just be like, okay, like, keep up the good work or something like that, you know. But he was completely fair. Like, in other words, he, whatever consequence you got from him, he had given you plenty of warning about, right? And so this is where I started to kind of, I mean, in retrospect, this is kind of where I started to see just kind of the power that the power of choice. Like, I started to see, like, that everybody's got a choice. This is what I started to notice. When you get in the system, you have a choice. You're on probation, you have a choice. you can use drugs or not. You have a choice, right? So, like, my politics, like, just are a little different than they were back then, you know, because I don't think it's all unfair, right? But that's a whole other story. We'll probably touch on that later. But anyway, my 33rd birthday was I had to be at probation that day. And it was, I believe it was either my 11th month of probation or my 13th month. And it was 24 months of probation. So I had 2 years of probation, and this was either the 11th month or the 13th month. I can't remember. And it was a snowy day. And for whatever reason, I was still dating Liza at this point. But it was March 20th. And I had to ride my bike. I didn't sleep at Liza's that night. I can't remember why I didn't. But I lived in Rogers Park, right? So Rogers Park is 7,500 north. It's as far north as you can get, and the courthouse is 2,600 south. So it's at 26th in California, you know, where I had been arrested and taken to jail quite some time before at this point. I think it was over a year, like a year and a half prior. So you got to figure this whole fiasco from the time I got arrested till the time I would be free would be probably close to 3 years. But it was this rainy, it was this nasty, it was just one of those nasty, rainy, snowy, just brutal Chicago days in the spring. You know, it wasn't freezing cold, but it was definitely not warm. And I had all my bike gear. So, you know, I'm riding my bike all winter, and I'd just been trucking through the winter on my bike. And I'd just gotten really used to riding my bike. And it just became like second nature. I didn't even think about it. It was just the way I got from place to place. And I had to be at court, I think 9:30 in the morning was when court. So I left my house. I mean, I probably left my house at like 7:15 or something just because I want to be there on time. And, you know, you don't fuck around when you're in the criminal justice system. So I remember it was just this snowy day. It was like raining and snowing, this really heavy, wet snow. And I rode my bike all the way from Rogers Park to 26th in California, which is over 100 blocks. It's like 15 or 16 or maybe even 17 miles. Like, it's really far. And I got to the courthouse, and I had to like stash my like bike stuff, like I had like this bike bag, and I had to like stash some of the stuff. I had a bike pump in there. I had to stash the bike pump like in the snow, and somebody stole it immediately because there's just people hanging out. There's tons of criminals just hanging out around the jail. Everybody's a criminal. It's either you're a criminal, a cop, a lawyer, or a criminal's relative, you know. So I get there. I rode my bike all the way there. I'm covered in mud and just shit from the city, and just imagine what would accumulate on your body and your clothing after you rode 15 or 16 or 17 miles in the snow, in the wet snow in the spring. So and it's my birthday, right? So I ride all the way there, and I go in front of Judge Kirby, right? So it's time at time, I'm sitting in the courtroom, and I'm ready to go, and Judge Kirby comes in, and everybody's like, Judge Kirby, like, people really like this guy. He's like a celebrity. He was so funny. And basically, when you go to see your judge, when you check in on probation, he just you know, make sure that you're doing okay, and if you're not doing okay, he'll either send you to prison or maybe give you one more warning. Or, you know, that's basically it. So it's just his job to, like, process criminals, right? That's it. It's just, you're just in this system. You're just part of this machine. It's just the Cook County criminal justice system. And it's just a criminal processing, just revolving door, basically, for most people, unfortunately. And, you know, so basically when it's your time to go in front of the judge, he just looks over your case and just might ask you a couple questions, but he's really just checking to see if you've been naughty or nice, right? So I go up in front of him, and I'm covered. There's like mud on my face. I mean, I'm just covered in mud. You know what I mean? And he's like, "What? Why are you so muddy?" And I'm like, "Well, I rode my bike here." And he's like, "Where'd you ride your bike from?" And I said, "Rogers Park." And he's like, "That's like 15 miles." And I was like, "I know." And he said, "And you were here on time, weren't you?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "Okay, hold on a second, David." You know, and he like looks at my case. He's like looking at my papers there on his judge's, you know, elevated judge's desk thing there. And he just goes, He's like, well, it looks to me like you've had all of your urine analysis have been clean. And, looks like it's your birthday and, you rode your bike all the way here from Rogers Park. He's like, I like to ride my bike too, but generally I don't ride my bike in the wintertime in Chicago. I just like to ride in my living room on my little machine thing that I have there. But I really appreciate you riding your bike all the way here. And, you know what? Cook County doesn't need people like you in the system, because you've done everything that you were supposed to do. You've done everything you needed to do. So I'm just going to go ahead and close your case right now, and you're free. No more. He says there's no point in Cook County keeping you in the system because you're not doing anything wrong. And he's just like, happy birthday, you know? And the reason I said I'm not sure if it was, he either let me go 11 months early or he let me go on the 11th month of my probation, but he let me go basically a year early. Because I had done the right thing. I just did what I was supposed to do, you know? And I didn't even do what I was supposed to do in the beginning. In the beginning of probation, I was, like, still going down. The first, like, 3 months of it or 4 months of it, I was still going down to the city and copping dope. And, like, you know, 3 days before I was, you know, I'd have to pee in the cup, I'd try to stop, and I shared that story about beating myself up a while back, and that was what it was like. But now I just had like 3 or 4, maybe 5, like clean UAs. And even though like I wasn't doing well in the beginning, I wasn't clean. By this point I was clean. And these judges, they're just professional lie detectors. That's all they are. Like, they're not stupid. They're just not. And my experience of the Cook County criminal justice system was that it was completely fair. And it didn't matter the color of my skin. Like, it just didn't matter. Like, he didn't give a rat's ass. He was not racist. He just wasn't. And I'm not even remotely suggesting that that's not how all of them, like, that they're all not racist, because some of them certainly are. There's absolutely no question about that. But the thing I realized is that I just made the right choices. I just did the things that I was supposed to do, not even like partly did them, like halfway did the things I was supposed to do, you know, but all my urine analysis were clean, and he just let me go. And that was like one of the best days of my entire life. Like, just, there was just no more. I just didn't have to do anything else for Cook County. And I had a DUI in there somewhere, but that was in a different court, and I can't remember when that one got dismissed or what the deal with that one was, but I think that one might have been settled before I went to rehab. I can't exactly remember, but this was like the big one. This was the felony. And I walked out of the courtroom that day a free man. Like, I was free. Like, excuse me, those stories, you know, those episodes where I shared about being locked up in Cook County Jail and how awful that was, and how that was the worst day of my life, or the worst couple days of my life. Like, that chapter of my life was now over. Like, I was completely free. I was just a free man. And I can't even explain to you what that was like. You know, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap this episode up now, and then I'm going to continue with the other saga. Right, I'm going to continue with the other saga very soon, because, like I said, I'm not out of the woods yet, and there's more of Liza, and there's more of Joe, and then there's we've got spring. It's springtime now, so it's kind of like there's this kind of spring awakening going on. So, thanks again for listening. I'm Dave Keenis. This is Addiction and Redemption. Have a great night. Bye.